live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is 11:30 and it's time to talk to my guests. Hello to you both.
Good morning.
So we're here with Jane Horwood and Megan Day.
Hi, Alex.
And we are talking about a refashion and fizz event. Now, this is not your first one, Jane, but I think it's your first one, Megan.
It is my first one, yes.
Now, do you want to just tell us sort of what's going on? Because they are have been very popular.
They have, yeah. Well, this is the third one. And the idea behind the refashion and fizz is that everything there is pre-loved, upset, recycled, recycled or sustainable, apart from the fizz, I guess, you know, that is new.
Yeah.
At each event I try and have different people there, so it's a really unique shopping experience, and it's just choosing different people that I think have something exciting to offer.
Yeah, and so Megan, this is your first one.
It is.
And tell us about your lights.
So, I've been doing origami for quite some time. In fact, on and off since I was a child. But I've been, my sort of side hustle, as they call it, is origami lights, where I make, well, for a long time, I just made origami flowers. Lily is like a traditional lily shape. And then I bind those with wire onto fairy lights so that the light comes through the flowers. And I've just recently started to add some different shapes and butterflies and bugs and things for the summer. But I really, really love combining different colours, different patterns to create really bespoke, unique sets for people.
And that's going to be fantastic for festival season, and like you say, if you're camping or if you're having something in your garden or,
exactly,
or whatever. It's what a lovely idea.
Yeah, I take them with me when I go to festivals, and it's one of the really nice bits once you've got your tent up is to get the lights out and put them up. And I made some for Jane,
I've got
didn't
some,
I?
yeah, quite a few years ago now, because I've got a lotus bell tent and I was putting that up in the garden and actually was sleeping in that really instead of in the house, which was lovely. And then I got you to make me two lots, I think, didn't I?
Two really extra long sets.
Yeah.
So generally the ones that I make that are just to sell are sets of 10. I can also make sets of 20, sets of 40, sets of 50. I think I made you two sets of 40.
Oh, they're just great.
Both love colour and pattern, and Jane's looking particularly funky today.
Yes.
So I deliberately went for kind of clashing colours, clashing patterns, really vibey.
Yeah, there was quite a choice, actually, you gave me as well, didn't you?
I think,
like the different types of papers that you
so
were
can
using.
People choose, or will they be set ones there?
Exactly. You know what I mean? So there'll be on next weekend, there'll be some that I've already made, and then if people want to, they can have a play around. If they come in on the day, I'll have different papers. They can see what different papers look like together. I'll have some flowers already made, so they can sort of put those in different orders. I have so much paper at home, I'm like an addict of paper. So people can contact me and work with me. I can send different combinations depending on what people are into.
Yeah, so basically they could come along, and even if they don't get them on the day, that you could ask you to do a certain combination for somebody or whatever.
Exactly.
And then you're ready to go for your next festival or I'm going to say very nice birthday present or present for somebody, aren't they?
They're gorgeous.
The summer.
Yeah,
now that we, well, I'm going to say we're claiming summer now that we nearly got the solstice.
I think we're allowed to.
Yeah, we're in our summer clothes today. So Jane, tell me a little bit about some of the other people coming.
Right, well there's Trash Chic, of course. With my pre-loved clothing. I've also got pre-loved Sheikha. So she does sort of fairly similar clothes to myself, but she sources hers from Japan, Thailand and Bahrain, places like that. But lots of sequins and sparkles and things. So
wonderful.
It's all very,
and yours is, you know, you're bringing stuff kind of for festival season, aren't you?
It's going to be
sequins, kimonos
as well. Yeah, we're going to try and keep that vibe going, I think. Noku Designs, handmade boho style jewellery. That's absolutely lovely. She sources beads from around the world. She uses offcuts of fabric and leather. In fact, she's making me some earrings at the moment. Hopefully
really cool.
She'll bring those for me. They're really nice and they go really, really well with my clothes. clothing as well. Marnie and I have done a few events together. We've got some flower crowns from Tati Lala's Fabulous Headwear. They are just incredible, mm-hmm. aren't they? Mm-hmm. Made from recycled faux flowers and greenery. Of course, every crown is unique.
But they're really lightweight as well, which is great.
Which is really important, especially if you're, because, you know, well, you want to wear one up for the whole festival. You don't want to think, oh, I'm going to get a headache.
Exactly.
Or it fall off.
So I think we can all be trying those on.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm getting married in September.
Oh!
So
I did think,
oh, I wonder if
you could, Yeah. Well, you could always commission
she could,
one,
yeah.
couldn't
well,
you,
exactly.
if there wasn't one
right,
there.
I'm gonna, I did see she takes commissions.
Yeah, that sounds brilliant.
We've got Megan and the Lights. DJ Sheikha is going to be there. She's handling the music for us, and she does this ecstatic dance, which is a kind of freestyle dance. The aim is to embrace the power of music and movement, so hopefully we'll all be doing that as
so
well.
So she's doing some dance workshops. Is that right?
I'm not quite sure how this is all going to work out in the space, but we will see. So she's got a few sessions going on. I mean, there'll be music throughout the whole event, but she's got 30-minute workshops on both days at 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 4 o'clock. So you know,
and you just turn up,
just
and
turn up
and enjoy,
dance and move.
That's going to be great because we don't get enough chances to dance, really,
well,
do we?
Exactly. And you can, you know, put a nice kimono on, put a flower crown on, wind some lights around your neck, and start dancing,
and have a glass of bubbly.
We've got the Bubbly Bandits there as well with their wine, and the Glitter Fairy. So if you want to get your face made up with her glitter, then there's that opportunity as well. So
yeah, and I mean, there's two reasons I'm thinking. You can go and get your face made up just as a trial to see how you're going to do it if you're going somewhere, or if you're going out on Saturday or Sunday, you're already made up then, aren't you?
Yeah. Keep it on,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, very good. And so to tell us again when it's on.
So it's Saturday the 29th and Sunday the 30th of June. It's upstairs at Grand Arcade, so up the escalator by John Lewis, and just turn left at the top, we'll be there. Hopefully you'll be able to hear and see us. And it's on from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on both days.
Fantastic. Well, it just sounds brilliant. One question that just came into my head, is there a sort of changing room? You've got something to check?
We've got fitting rooms there.
Perfect. So if
people can,
you don't have to worry about
on.
It not no. fitting. You can go and have a really
oh,
good
absolutely.
Try.
Absolutely. That's why I like selling face-to-face, yeah. because then people know.
And you can have a play. And I think one of the big strong vibes we're bringing to the weekend is about being playful.
Definitely.
Thing's going to be really fun, so you know, we would encourage people, right? And also festivals and summer events, doesn't even have to be a festival, people do like want to go, okay, here's an excuse to sort of go outside,
go
of
different.
My
exactly.
dress up a bit and put a bit of sparkle. I mean some people do get a little bit daunted by, oh, you know, should I be wearing sequins or something, and then once they try some things on and they think, oh, actually, yeah, this is lovely. I mean, I did a kitchen disco recently at Provenance Restaurant in Whittlesford. It's the early nightclub organise it. It's
oh, yes.
from 7 until 11. And that's amazing. I mean, I sold so much stuff, you know. I mean, it's just great fun because, of course, you know, people want to, even if they haven't arrived with sequins, they suddenly realise, oh, actually, I need some.
Yeah, definitely.
Although it was quite cold, so I did take a lot of faux fur, and I think I sold all of that.
That's also good. No, yeah, I mean, good. Both things work very well.
Yeah.
The Grand Arcade.
That's right. Grand Arcade is the 29th and 30th.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much both for coming
Thank
in. I look
you,
forward
Alex.
To
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Alex. Cambridge 105 Radio.